People say it all the time. Work smarter, not harder. But has anyone ever shown you exactly how to do it? Well, the NTI and Coursera will, through the course called Work Smarter, Not Harder, Time Management for Personal and Professional Productivity. This is a 10-hour course that you can complete at your own pace, in your own time, at your own place, from a fully accredited university, fully online and fully free. Do the smart thing. Go to training.nti.org.bb and sign up for Work Smarter, Not Harder, Time Management for Personal and Professional Productivity at training.nti.org.bb, because you're never too good to get better.
26 minutes before 7 o'clock, Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. We say good evening to the host, Sluggy Dan. Good evening, Sluggy.
Good, mother. Chat. You getting me? Everything good? Everything set?
Loud and clear.
Good, making sure we can hear my guest. My guest, just give me a hello there to my guest. Just let me see if I can hear you. On mute and say hello, good evening, something, make sure I can hear you.
Hi, good evening. Hi.
Good, you hear you. I hear you good. Make sure you can see if you can get the sound a little clearer. But I hear you and I'm getting you. Good. No, Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme in my room every Saturday at 6:30. PM in Barbados. Today, the numbers to call 434-1790. Our special guest already today, our show, is what I wanted to do for a long time. I heard someone from the clergy, I think, speaking about music and lyrics, Ollie, and you know the hot topic all the time. Is it really art, or are they inciting violence? And you know the complaints you'll get over time. And we all know one thing is true, is that music is indeed powerful. And you can't deny that. You can't deny how music make you feel. And that thing we can't deny. So that is a topic that we certainly gonna get deeply involving and speak about. Our guest was Bashmet Soca King of Barbados. That was one of the controversial ones as well. You know, he tied for first place with King Bubba. I believe that was the last Bashmet Soca monarch we had. And before that, before winning it himself, he wrote the winning song for Lil Rick Bennett, which was monumental as well. So I'll be getting for that. And my special guest today is a young man by the name of SK. And it's good. All you know, we always have a great time when we talk to the youngsters, you know, and get their perspective on everything. So good evening, SK. Come in and make sure we get the volume correct. We can have a conversation with him today, and then we can take in some lyrics.
Hello and good evening, Barbados. Can you hear me? Y'all can hear me?
I can hear you.
Loud and clear, sir.
Good. It's good for you, Ollie?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Nice. Hi, good evening, Barbados. Sluggy, bigger itself. We are VOB 92.9 FM. I ain't sure how to talk. My head could talk bash you. I gotta talk with one of them voices like Stats and Bob and them people.
No, you good. Once you don't use abusive language, you good to go. You could be Bayesian. Right. The show's name is Bayesian. Where am I right?
Right. All right, then. All right, then. I'm just making sure.
Good. That we're talking about, man. We embrace the youth and everything when it got to offer, buddy. How things were you doing? How life treating you before we get to the music and the career, and before we get deep down, how things were you, bro? Let Barbara just know how you doing, you know. You was the last Soca King, you know, and you was part of something that created such a big uproar. And I know you was living overseas, so you never even really got to address it head on, you know. So since you know, the music scene in Bim and since, you know, being away for a bit, how have you been mentally, buddy?
Strong still, you know. Like yeah, for what it is or what it was, however, you know, the Bashmet Soca title and thing and the controversy surrounding it and everything, however it went. Life's been still Bashment, you know, that clean. I mean, it's still been Bashment, it's still been nice.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's still been sweet, you know? Still getting fat, got lost some weight.
Living good.
Living too good.
Living
too good is though, you know, like although it would the outcome the competition and everything, it would have liked something to be different. It still gave me a boost in music. It took me places, you know. After winning Bashment Soca, my first destination was Trinidad. I performed on Trinidad National Television as the Bashment Soca King of Barbados. So, regardless of how the competition went, I could still climb the ladder after.
But the boy, I like how you look at it, and you said that you could still see it. Well, you climb the ladder. You know what I mean? That's a good way of looking at it. For coming from SK, who used to be at school singing, love music. Everybody know you for just be the, you at school, but using music, man. Music is your heart. To come from that, to claiming the peak of the mountain, that must have still, you look at it as a positive still.
Yeah, I had to at the same time because, to be honest, there's a lot of things people would not know about the Bashment Soca and how I'm my way going through the competition. So on the stage with me performing as one of my dancers was the daughter of my performing arts teacher at Alexandra School. So
Alexandra is McLean?
Huh? No, a lady by the name of Nzinga Nayatu.
Oh, nice boy.
Nice, yeah, she was one of the teachers who loved me as more than a student, you know, like a son. So yeah. Then to come and to be performing for Bashment Soca and her daughter was one of my dancers. That was all of those things afterwards.
I never heard this story. This something that no one did. First time we hear this. That's so irie.
Yeah, so after that's why I could see it as I still climbed the ladder because I still had those people backing me afterwards, showing me, well, they were there in the past, and then to come to win the competition and still got those same people there with me.
Yeah.
You know, it just helped me to keep going forward.
No, that's a different Maddie, no, SK boy, to having the people that was there from the beginning, there in the biggest moments, that had to be a real spiritual feeling and meditate and love.
Yeah, that kept me from that. Not that it kept me from seeing the negative of the situation, but it more so kept me like seeing the positive in the situation still. Although I knew the negative was there, the positive was more to the forefront for me.
I like that you, during that time, right, bro? Because the first time I hear this story that you performing arts teacher daughter could have been there with you and she was on stage, you know? So obviously you performing arts teacher see you from being a scared child, the young and eager, to being a scared young man at the top of your game, you know what I mean? Doing what you want to do. You had a time to sit back and reflect on those moments during that time?
Yeah, a lot actually, because after getting to that part in the competition, to be honest, the reflection came like just thinking that when I actually that she was one of the dancers, it actually brought back the memory of my English, my literature teacher.
Nice.
He was a member of Crossfire, the band.
Oh, Mr. Lett.
So it made me feel like everybody that was there or everybody that actually showed me, well, the path that I chose to be on was a good path. I actually made them proud more than myself, you know, because they believed in me before I even believed in me.
No, that's a great feeling. Like on a real no right ask here. Vane coming up, I didn't know the environment you come from. I know that certain life would have been easy for you. Coming up being so young and being in such a environment with so much lions and wolves. People like that help you, help to keep you out of trouble. And not only trouble because as a boy, because you got a son, and they got a son and young. My son's a teenager, you know, a big man, a big boy. So you know it is, it can't keep them out of trouble, but it mean keep you at least focused enough to give yourself a chance to love sand enough. How important that was to you when you was young. And looking back now, how do you view it? Know that you're a big man looking back.
To be honest, right? When I was 15.
Yeah.
I get kicked out of school from Alexandra.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Lett, he enrolled me in a program with the Youth Entrepreneurship Scheme, a performing arts program, where I did acting, you know, the drama, even needlework classes, dance classes, and vocal training. So that is when I really started to take music serious, because the lady that I was doing vocal training with, a lady by the name of Rochelle Griffith, I went in as, you could say, a chanter, as you would know, Sluggy, you know? And I come onto her vocal training classes as the most melodic bashman artist that you could find in Barbados from just doing vocal training classes with her. You know, well, and
So that singing ability that you hear, that the way you know the bend notes and you know a pitch and play with melodies and explore change keys and all that that you did.
Yeah, I learned that from Rochelle.
That can be nice boy. And Rochelle is much older than you, bro.
And I was a child, and at that point in time, right, as I tell you, I was 14, 15. Nice. I was the only teenager in the class. So I was like the delinquent, you know, like the person that's still distracting everybody. And outside of still being a child within the class, you know, with adults, with people that were supposed to be adults, you know, still being a child in the class, she still took the time to make sure, like, I understood and she still took the time to, like, she used to, like, come, you know, I had the studio next door to my house, my scenes entourage. She used to take the time to come and visit me there and, you know, listen to my music. And from that is what really made me, like, really start to take the music to a different level, to really, like, appreciate the fact that I have this talent as a songwriter and as a performing artist.
No, big up Rochelle, man. And Rochelle still doing she thing, and it's because we got them people though.
Yeah, I got a big shit all the time. She don't forget me. She yeah, as I tell you, I was the delinquent in she class. Rochelle used to punish me all the time.
Yeah, but that bring home a real topic that my brethren here all you know you speak about all the time. Things that you know you speak about off air. We spoke about these things on OG.
Yeah,
playing up people and then creating the chances with the youth is need though. Like, asking, you know what I mean? Like, you might just say that you was being a delinquent, but you was just being a boy, you know what I mean? You just being a young man, exploring, getting to know yourself, and somebody just bearing with you know what I mean? Call it how it turned out. And who's to say that other youngsters, one, they might not turn out as good as you, obviously, because you got something special. But if the third out half of what you do, bro, like that's half, like it means that's still phenomenal. All
right, let's see.
You get me? So I find that said that missing out, getting that chance. You find that you getting that chance from people in Russia, because you see you was delinquent. You find that you get that chance and people forgiving you for being hard as a delinquent. You find that helped you to be successful?
Well, to be honest.
You could be honest and humble.
If looking at it from a perspective of actually coming forward,
yeah,
that is the way that I could see it. Right. And that's the way that I would choose to look at it. You know, because that person, them particular people could say, well, man, Leffy, he galumbo, he business. You understand? Mr. Lett could have not signed me up for the program because I knew nothing about the program. I was young. I was ignorant. I don't know nothing. I didn't know nothing about youth entrepreneurship scheme.
It's true. He gave a chance. It's true.
On the first couple of times when I was more, say, breaking the rules within the program, Rochelle could have kicked me out of the class, kicked me out of the program too. She didn't, you know? I still finished the program and I graduated at the top of the class for the program. So, for me now, as a big person, I could only thank and I could only show appreciation and love for her and those other people because look at what I just used, what them taught me to do now. Even at 4 years ago, I didn't change my mind and I was still out there on the streets. You understand? The fact that I use what I learned with them. Within the competition, within the soccer culture, within music itself, and I choose that, and I still stay on that path. It's only them that I could say, well, thank you to.
Get it. Well, good. Yeah, trying to get this here on mute. Listen, Ollie, listening to SK, right? Because you know, everybody, these young men, these youngsters is always say things that just change the course of your conversation and where your head was. So here he's saying, well, because it's not to say that he wouldn't have been successful regardless. We're not saying that and attributing it to only them. But he acknowledging, well, listen, sometimes these things here happening to you, you know what I mean? Could help keep you there, could help keep you straight or focused. And even if they may have key out of trouble and he would still be able to be, he would still be a delinquent, it still give him a chance to do something that he did love. And he said he was able to come out on top. No, I know SK from all of them young times. You get me, Ollie? So, like I know programs went through. I know how good he was from small. You know what I mean? And I know how hard he was too. You understand? So, I know it firsthand. I'd be glad when youngsters like him that claim to the top of the mountain could come and share the stories so other youngsters could hear well what's a sticky thought you would get through. But as kid, I don't want to do this for the youngsters. I can be real with you know what I mean? I do this here for the old people that's crazy on the young people too. So when I'm here, you admit my listen, the SK, I would love to hear it now because you know how cute when they play first, second part, reverse, you know how cute all the old people walking up. Yeah. You know, all the old people walking in here first, that cut part, reverse, first, they walking up. They can't help it. You know what I mean? So you want to hear about the SK that they love. You know what I mean? That we give some sweet music, bashment that sweet.
Yeah, and
to hear that you was one of them youngsters that could have get cast aside too, but you get a chance and look what happened now.
Yeah, you know?
I say that we could feel prouder. You get me? I could call you an award-winning songwriter.
They even had all the folks in the neighborhood and thing part I grew up and thing that, you know, as a youngster coming up, that you still like, they would tell you things like, oh, you're going to be just like this, buddy, or, you know, like, they used to cry jail pan you. Yeah. That's how you could put it. They would cry jail pan you because your hard ears are, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's weird, but no, he was a young man with a family.
And don't know, even after putting out a couple of soccer songs, they see me on stage with Lil Rick. I'm talking about old people in the 60s and things, they see me on stage with Lil Rick, and they're hugging you. No, I'm saying, boy, I thought you would have been this way, but I'm so glad that you are this way. You know?
Yeah, and then you should say, right? Sometimes they mean well, you know, they don't even know the things that are speaking into your life and the forces that you got to fight against when they speak like that to you. They don't tell themselves, well, this man is a little boy. He's a child. He young. They don't be looking at it like that because they was a man. They was a boy and a black boy especially, right? And this time that's true. When he was a boy and a black boy especially, even in Barbados, especially in Barbados, you don't really get a chance to be a child. He was 14, 15, and you walking about a young boy and hard ears, Ollie. People didn't see that a child anymore. You get treated like a man. You know what I mean? Let me tell myself, but that's ego, that's adolescence, none of those things they play into the society mind. Society seeing a young man, seeing you get really seen of it. So, but we need to be made aware, man. Listen, it was just a chill, adolescent chill, and just one chance. No. I can ask you a question. People speaking to you that way help you to maintain the type of music you did and the lyrics that you bring, because you fairly unapologetic about your art, about your music, about your creation. You're very unapologetic about the music and the art you create. People treating you that way made you stand hard and fast on defending your art, or that's just something that was in you?
At first, it used to bother me, right? Like for people to, because to be honest, people used to look at the way that I was singing certain songs and things. It used to be too vulgar, too raw, right? And for me as a person, I accept that everything in the world ain't for everybody. You understand? That's why people have allergies. So if you know you're allergic to pineapples, don't eat them. You dig?
Woo! Go. Hey, listen, they like that. I like that, Ollie. That's why some people have allergies.
You're allergic to something, don't eat it. You don't like it, don't eat it. You know what I mean?
Lyrics.
Things don't go around them. So that was my first. That's the first thing that comes to my mind when people was more like against the style of music it was doing, whether it be the bashment, the dancehall, whatever. It was more like, for me personally, it was more like, if you don't like it, then don't listen, because I'm forcing you to be doing this for me. You know, this is what we feel at the moment. This is what we feel to sing in this moment, and this is what we're singing. At the same time, a lot of people like to say, well, music has a lot to do with crime and violence, and the reason that violence and crime so high in the country. And at the same time, I can't say that music is not influential, because music is influential, you know, that's the truth. But at the same time, everybody does praise when we sing bashment, and bashment is, don't care how clean we put it, it still just be a bit vulgar, you know. So regardless of whatever music we sing, the message was most likely, or the outcome of it most likely gonna come to be something bad, because the positive music don't really get much love, much play, you know. And the bashment music does take over the place. The bashment music does shout on the place. Everybody love bashment, from the old to the young. And for me, I like bashment too, but at the same time, every time I got a daughter, so don't feel that I just feel comfortable every time I'm singing a song. I sing, yeah, go up on your head. Yeah, once you walk up, I got a daughter, she can be listening to my music, you know what I'm saying? But what are you supposed to do? Not sing at all? Or just sing music to please a certain demographic who at the same time don't purchase the same music, or don't even pay to go in the party where I can perform for this music with this same music? That is the question.
Whoa, I got a scare boy. If you know much is age, I turn to you, boy. You far more brilliant than people think. And it's like that you don't be afraid to display your intelligence, right? Because you know, as men, we be real hard and macho, and men be afraid to let people know they're smart. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know why. Maybe real friend, like people see with you. You're real intelligent, you know, but you just don't care. You know what I mean? You just let them know. And I like, and that's saying, I love what I'm saying, that you know. You know the champion that for years.
It's not that we don't want to let them know, or we don't want to let anybody know that you're intelligent. You might hear
me
saying.
No, not you. It's not you. That's normally made from where we come from, how we grew up. That's normally how we speak. Yes. Right? You. Not you,
because the society, the neighborhood that we live in, for you to be smarter than somebody else, or for you to act like you're smarter than somebody else, or for you to show that you have a level of intelligence above another person, you is a hater, or you feel that you're better than somebody. You understand? So for you, for me as a person, or for me as an artist, regardless of whatever, and I want to fit in with the rest of society,
yeah,
I got to be fully dense, just like the rest of society.
Listen, right? Listen, SK, right? Is that part of the reason why, according to in law, your performances, the music recording too, but Pansteer, they really used to that a lot, fully dense. What you just said, explain how society sees it and how society judge you, but if they pick up that, you know, the intelligence you have, how society would go towards you. When you see a fully dense, all of that, you just give it that analogy, that's being your thought process when you see a fully dense.
Yeah, that's the whole point in saying fully dense. The whole point.
No,
is saying...
listen, nigga, tell us, I know, nigga, tell one more, so people probably think, you know what fully dense mean? Gangster, you're bad. Do anybody anything, you know what I mean? They friend for nobody.
That's the interpretation. That's the interpretation of fully dance. You understand?
But your explanation you just gave is much deeper than our interpretation, bro.
Because at the same time, remember, as people, right? If you tell somebody that there's a positive meaning to something that you're saying, it's not gonna sell. So when I say a fully dance, everybody saying, Jesus, this body's a bad man. But in reality, that is just me fitting in with you, because you already looking at yourself and saying you are not intelligent. Remember that Barbados, the Caribbean is rated on intelligence by school. Which school you go to, how much CXCs you have. If you do not have 7 CXCs, you fully dance. So if you have a population of 300,000 and 7 CXCs, that means that I fall into that majority, not the minority, into the majority. So when I see a population, they have 175,000 people who are going to go with me because them feel the same way, because society told them that you don't have 7 CXCs, you fully dance.
4341790. All the answer calls 4341790. This young man, the last Bashman Soccer King we had, Eskia, he's speaking about society. He spoke about societal norms, how people see things. So the reasoning behind some of his words, you know, and his analogies are spot on. But just
this radio station right now, this interview with you right now. I say that went to Alexandra, and you are Sluggy that went to Common Man, and I say, I fully bright. Everybody going to want to know where he's a cocky. He feel that he's saying. He feel that if I say fully dance, everybody going to want to know, so what you feel dance? They're going to sympathize with me. So then we going to have a conversation. But if I fully bright, people going to look at me like, if I feel that I is too much. So they're going to talk down to me to try to prove that I ain't bright. Yeah, but if I fully dance, they're going to speak to me to see how much I really know and how much them could teach me.
Why positive affirmations so difficult to you? What you feel? And listen to me, right? Like, don't get me wrong, Barbados. 4341790.
I'm showing off. But if Sluggy Dancer is the baddest artist in Barbados, that's an affirmation.
Yeah.
But if I say, I'm showing off. Facts. So if I say, I'm fully bright, I'm showing off. Yeah. But if I say, I'm fully dance, oh, man, he just thinking, man, you know, he God love him, man, give a break. You know, he ain't got too much at top. And they're going to be sympathetic towards me, and they're going to love me for even more because I ain't the brightest, but the words that I'm using when I put together a song supposed to be from a genius.
Wow. So how comes, right? How comes you know this whole society see things? How comes you're not afraid to be different? How comes you're not afraid to go against all of that, and you don't mind saying to hell with all of that stupid thinking? You know what I mean? This is what it is. How comes you're not afraid to go against that? Because because you're talented enough ways, you could easily conform. You could easily do things the same way. You could easily make it the same way. How comes you ain't money going against the grain? Where that come from? Because you started young, you say 14, 15.
From them early stages is when I get to see. Because before I was, as I start, I used to do a lot of studio time with a lot of the, who I would consider the bigger artists in Barbados at that point in time.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So I get to see the fight that them fight. I get to see the things that them had to go through. And I get to see how society was with them in one way, but against them in another way. You understand? And each and every time, then conform to please, probably, let me say, a radio station that they want to play a certain music. Then conform to that. Then stop singing that certain type of music. You dig? And then now look today, the biggest songs in the world is that type of music.
Facts.
She just brawling, calling.
Yes, facts.
And but 5-6 years ago, everybody was fighting against it, you know.
Yeah.
Major artists can't do this. That one song this way, but now that's the biggest songs. Them is the biggest.
Yeah, songs. They may understand what you're saying. They may get like it. Some boy get like that. You wonder if you had that music itself.
I had the same perspective. Like, people ain't gonna understand, which in people really and truly does hardly ever actually understand what we sing. You know what I mean? So, but I still choose to do the music because at the end of the day, we as a culture, we come up with this genre, we got to keep it going.
Bro, I was on this same radio station here asking. When so many people talk for enough years, so many people cry, don't bash when I say it, ain't gonna sell. People ain't gonna like it, right? I know today in 2023, you can't show me no music that sell more
than Bashman.
You understand? And I mean, that is crazy. And this wasn't long ago because I wasn't working on radio 10 years. I wasn't even on radio 5 years. I probably was on radio about 3 years, believe it or not. I was on radio like 20 years. Doing what you're doing, fighting for the youth. But you talk about being on radio, of course, this new job I have, I only doing this like 2-3 years. So the people that tell me that lately here. Mm-hmm. I know you could check, bro, even men that ain't being just, it's just drop sound on the basketball, so it could be.
And it is good global, dog. Brother, me, the last bashment that happened in Canada, me, Mole, and Bruce. Me, man, I could not believe it when we gone into this club. They got this big Belgian party, whatever. The amount of tourists. And right after the party, I ain't going to tell you that a couple of people tagging me for IG and thing and thing. And, you know, you're going through the videos. And, bro, the amount of actual Canadians, I'm talking about white Canadians, that you could see in these parties, partying to Bashman and telling you how much they love Bashman music, how much they love the soca, they like Barbados. You will not believe. And I have I perform more than one place down here, perform multiple events down here though. And it's Bashman is it? Bashman is it? To be honest, Bashman is it?
Then I watch superstars. Even American songs, like Carly Rae got a big song now. About to catch another flight. I see the point pun one of the beats for the Phyllis sing pun, and you get so much views, brother.
You remember when that was Jamaican beats, when people used to remix the rap songs with Jamaican beats?
And now yes, me.
Rap songs with Bashman.
I mean, I wonder if Barbados know this. 4341790, stop messaging me, please. Calling 4341790. I wonder if Barbados know how big Bashman is in the world. Like, Tia and Tamira Moria, who was sisters, big actors. I see them do TikToks that got hundreds of millions of views with Bashman. So because someone found a Phyllis song in the background playing a dancing turkey.
Now, the truth is, right?
Bashman Soca gone. Like, they don't even call it Bashman no more, bro.
Bashman Soca itself as a genre is a big thing.
I mean, if Gap pushed Big beyond people knowing the soca, that's how big it is. That people, some people in the world that's thinking that there's a Jamaica beat, there's a dancehall rhythm. That's how some people feel, because it that big, people just hearing it. That drum and kick, that bass.
Yeah, Bashman is it right now, though. Bashman running every party right now. You can't go to a party without hearing Bashman. I was on the phone with a lady. Some people that live in the apartment and stuff. So yeah, she was telling me, my man, he's an artist, the man, so for real. I'm going on YouTube and seeing he want to hear some of my songs. So he tell me play that position. And I, as like, I swear to God, when the man play the song, right, the man eyes open and the man staring at the phone and the man saying, no, that's not him. I heard that song just last week in the club, don't. And this is all in England, though.
That, listen, you hear how people used to talk about the music and seeing the reaction, no. You ever thought you'd be getting this kind of reaction from Bashman Soca?
To be honest, right?
Because people have me believing that it would never happen.
I honestly feel people that love the music on the inside, but at the same time, it just had in a bit too much. It was just a bit too much out there for them, you know?
Yeah. And
I feel like after the generation change, the more out there generation is what take it up and run away with it. Because it was always, let me be honest, they had the worst songs, or what people were considered the
worst. I'm bigger, Mr. Eastman, call 8434-1790, Mr. Eastman. I can't read the message. Call 8434-1790. Go ahead,
what escape. What people were considered the most vulgar songs, the most disgusting songs they had in soca music, you dig? And we grandparents and whoever else used to listen to them and be very comfortable and laugh. But ours might just be a bit more, as the word we use is raw, it's come a bit more. Oh, right there, be sick right there. We don't hide it, you know what I mean? Matt Fingal might sing a song like that and he might hide it up with something, with a double entendre. But we know in the younger generation, we just get to the point. And I feel that might be the reason that takes so long to like adapt to it. Because to me, the music don't write no different than when I listen to a Sparrow, or you know, when I listen to Farner Frank, or when I listen to certain Jackie Opals, it don't write no different. The structure of the music don't be different in terms of like, but just the lyrical content, there's be more less euphemism that's be used in this generation of music.
Oh, I like that. Less euphemism. I like that. Some people get joined in the discussion soon too. All these people loving this discussion. I loving it. I may get two more people for the Zoom. But no, all I want you to queue up one of the ads for me. I want you to queue up one of the ads for me to get. You got the reader info from NTI to read out. That came in there. So send it to you WhatsApp. No problem. I will send it to you now while you queue up an ad. We can get some more people for this conversation too. I absolutely loving it. SK in the cut. When this man break down, what he see fully dance. When this man break down, how society sees things, the environment he raised in, how he process things is extremely genius. And I just glad that I get the chance to have a conversation instead of an interview. Just have a reasoning so people can really see the brilliance of these young people and how intelligent they are. Ollie, queue up that ad or two. I'll be back in a minute and a half.
Converting challenges to opportunities is a big part of life. Learn the conversion cheat codes when you take the course called, you guessed it, Converting Challenges to Opportunities. From the University of California, San Diego, this course is 10 hours long in all, and you can move at your own pace depending on your own personal challenges. Just don't miss the opportunity to learn whole brain design thinking, scientific research methods, creative problem solving, and how to implement an action plan. The course is called Converting Challenges to Opportunities, one of many from the NTA and Coursera. Fully free, fully online, fully accredited. training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb. Because you're never too good to get better.
40 minutes after 7 o'clock, we're back with Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. Back with you, Sluggy.
Yes, big SKC Lorenzo. SC Lorenzo is here. All the way you look for one of the SK songs that in the system. You got a few in the... So you got four in the system? Well, I got four. Oh, good. Let me hear one before we have a chat. And when they come, I can ask Lorenzo, how you feel about this pressure on artists for certain lyrics and the power of music, and then get Lorenzo a vibe on the show so far. He was listening in, and it got bigger. You, Lorenzo, for always giving me help. You know, people, you know, I'm here. He's always counting for advice. He's always answer questions. He's always have reasonings. And you don't want me humbugging you, and I respect you for that. Man, let me go, Ollie. Yes.
You as much as you be humbugging.
It's real.
Tech Position SK back with you, Sluggy.
Tech Position and Bang. Play that cue and all the old people doing the dog again. All bad and loving it. Hey, look, Barbara just love piece of bashment, and I hate that we gotta pretend that we hate it. I hate that old people just go sit the door like it to, because of some social standing or some social standards. You know, we see some music as better than, so you know, if it's classical music, you know, it's of a certain class and standard. If it's jazz music, it's of a certain class and standard. But if it's bashment, you know, it's low down ghetto music, you know what I mean? We just gotta pretend we hate it, and that, you know, you play bashment anywhere, you can see everybody tap the foot and move, you know what I mean? And you gotta talk about the feeling is inside of we. But we all know where we see it as music that lesser than. But I love bashment. Let me tell you, I love bashment with everything in me. A bashment soca is me. No, good evening, Mr. Lorenzo. Big yourself. What's going on, my brother?
good evening, everybody.
Lorenzo?
Yo, look, hold on. Oh, you want me to give one of them ones? Yo, Lorenzo. Yo, it's your boy, Lorenzo. I'll be here for a brass stats. I want
to Stop, we are bastards.
Who we find? My apologies. Why you swear blank?
Don't worry. You can call me, but we won't call me bastards. It'd be family.
We are currently on Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
Right, sorry, but the way how SK was talking is like really getting out of brass stats. But this would have had hitting points like saying that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he touches some things, Lorenzo, boy. He touches some things in your mind. Listen, hey.
If he did a hammer, he would get enough work. I tell you, definitely he was on. He was on. And I think, in terms of the Bashment Stalker.
Yes.
All right, let me look at it. Let me look at, because you know we like to look outside a lot of things. Let me look at when trap music and thing first come out. You know what I mean? And
the big push back against that. Good right? analogy. Go ahead.
I know you looking at seeing to the point that you see men like Gucci Mane, Busta. You know what I mean? Getting onto it because at the end of the day, music is a living, growing being. You know?
Yeah.
There is nostalgia. There will always be nostalgia. We will always love, you know, those things from the past that we grew up with. But music grows. And also, remember that art imitates life. And it's a lot of time a reflection of the society, what's going on, you know? We can't, like they were saying, talk about the lyrics in the Bashment Stalker, right? How salacious or whatever it is, you know? But how we could be watching these modern day series, you know what I mean, movies, all these type of things, we're going on there, influencing the culture and not recognizing, well, you know, that's what we can see, that's what's going on, you know? And we got to be careful because it may be a situation, like, look at reggaeton. They may take up reggaeton, and even now, you still got reggaeton songs that, you know, doing well, and, you know, basically taking up somebody else's thing, you know? Somebody might do that to be with the Bashment Stalker. Because it trained in it tracking, you know, as you said, Tia and Tamara, Maury, yeah, they would have been doing TikToks and using Father Phil's song, you know. So we gotta recognize at least the impact and know that at least you got a footing, you know, as opposed to fighting down hard and trying to let me keep it one way. We could even start exploring and see if you can mix it too and bridge the gap through music.
You feel bridging the gap so difficult, if I may ask. And I would love, good evening to Nitro, who now named the real Ramon Bad. Ramon Bad, they get yourself, you know, who doing great things. But I would love to answer this question to people. I would ask, right? So, what you see bridging the gap so difficult?
Difficult because we live in a society where crop over, dear people just come out in panties and brasiers. But me as the artist that singing the songs for crop over, I ain't supposed to highlight that. I supposed to say she only have on a quarter of she dress. If not, people feel offended.
Hello?
I like that. Listening. Yeah. I want Nitro to answer that question. I'm going to you. What you think bridging the gap is so difficult? And then Lorenzo, you can answer that last. We as the elders, we can leave ourselves for last. But you want Nitro to answer that question though. What do you think bridging the gap is so difficult? You got on mute, Nitro. You got on mute yourself, buddy. Hit on mute or hit join with computer audio. You know, maybe or people just want to come and help with that.
Yo, good night, Sluggy. Yes, just give me, I listening, right? But I kind of busy, but I listening. So just give me a few. Sorry about that. You know what I mean?
Good. Oh, forget you. Bigger Nitro, Ramon Bad. Yeah, Nitro. Over there.
Yeah, today. Respect everybody. Respect. I listening, right? But just give me a few because I'm kind of busy. But I listening to the program. I'm listening in. And it's interesting. But I can sell my voice shortly. Just give me a bit.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, brother. Good night, fellas.
Yes, Lorenzo, what you think, or you can wrap on mute. Lorenzo, what you think is the bridging the gap is so difficult?
All right, bridging the gap, I think, in Barbados, for me, is so difficult. It's, and this is saying you can relate this, but the same reason why you pop over time, if you want to see particular people, you know exactly which fight to go to, right? Unfortunately, we're the social, we're trying to be very careful, we're the social, I talk social groupings. It just get kind of segmented, and then like people like to stick to the fact, or okay, or people to stick to the fact that they are part of the Q community. We are in part of the soccer community, right? And within the soccer community, I am a part of, let me say, social commentary, right? And then you got the different years, like the with Yabby and the and the Griners, and you know, Terraners, all those guys, you know, then going over now, section over to the Edwins, Rupees, whatnot, coming over now to like with us, and then beyond that there, just these SKs, all those type of guys. And what happened is that the society tend to like group me together. So you got the, so like right now you got the youngsters, the
got different tiers. You got different tiers.
Exactly.
Now we're what? They got different tiers for the skill.
You got understand? The, and while it may not be nothing, anything.
Right, you know what I'm saying, right? Listen to me, right? You know what you are here saying, right? That this level and rank and file. Listen to me, right, ask here. I feel Lorenzo Arthur saying, of late, people is tired. People is telling me, boy, again up there. You know what I mean? I love what you're doing. You're doing good work. You're moving up there. You're climbing up your ladder. So what people is mean is that, like, as a radio host and a note, so it was.
You know, step your social standings.
Oh, I know.
That is the natural progression of things, socially.
Natural.
You look like remember that everybody in Barbados living off of Instagram, you know. So yeah. At the same time, right now, you look like you're going places and you're not gonna be yet.
Yeah.
But you look like you're going places because you play the radio, you know what I mean? You use a radio personality now, so there's possibilities of you meeting bigger people.
Nice boy.
Sluggy, you want me to get deep? You want me to get real?
For sure, I'm big. Big up, Mr. Eastman. You ever
heard of something called the journey of the hero?
Go ahead.
Basically,
let me go.
Most hero stories.
Yes.
You understand? Are written like that. When you having the person that comes from nothing, goes through some sort of fight, you know what I'm saying? Comes to realize some fault of their own, overcomes that fault, becomes the hero, and, you know, saves somebody, leads people, whatever. You know what I mean? And that is something that apparently humans are attracted to, the whole from nothing to something story. And the person, because if you look at religious texts and what's done, a lot of the saviors, you know, they have that story where you have that battle to get to where you are, where you've gone through so much and it becomes so relatable to the average man. You know, so in seeing your story, right, you know, where you come from.
That's how with the tear. You feel that's how with the tear too, when you, that's how we hold your, that's how you move up the tear as well. Like, so to
it
see
could what, be, it, you know what, I can say this and you probably heard a lot. Paying Jews.
Right, okay. I know I get you because the reason why you don't fight these things, you know what I mean? And I was glad to have the conversation because, as you know, Lorenzo, it can't be only our way. It can't be just the way we think. So there's nothing wrong with embracing the
walks. You see why now? You see why I choose to not care or to not be bothered by going against the grain?
Yeah.
Because let me be real. You're trying to, that, like, as Lorenzo said there, right? That's telling me every artist in Barbados or every artist who tried, or every person who tried to become an artist, if you are not part of my programming, you can't get through.
Yeah. No, and that's one of the harsh realities. Not that you can't, but it harder not to.
It's gonna be harder.
Harder to, but we what as we saying we can't is yeah, truth.
Listen, now let me say we can't say harder. We go say can't because let me be real. Let me be real. It's can't. Barbados soca system built off of accolades. You could got the biggest song in the world.
Yeah,
is nobody unless you have a title.
Yeah.
So if you can't win the competition, that means that you can't get through. So let me be real. Look at,
right. So like with me, right?
Man, I had the biggest songs that at this point in time, by the man, I could go up on YouTube and all these things and see them got 4 and 5 and 6 and 700,000 views and streams. And there are nobody to the soca community in Barbados.
Mafia,
soca. You don't mention the name. We were here talking in a conversation for the longest while, and we talked about all kind of artists. And up to now, nobody even called this person name once. And in my head, she had a big song. You know what I mean? But to be not, but the fact that you're in part of these people regime. Mean that you can't win a competition, so you can't get through. So that's what we're living on.
No,
there's a saying that goes. Oh, sorry. There's a saying that I think it goes saying like the man that said can't is twice defeated in the race of life. You know what I mean? And this, and I had to come to realize at my age. You know what I mean? Going through this thing, like a lot of time it could feel as though you can't. You just sit down here, and the thing is that. Right now, the thing that working out that could work out for you is this whole digital age. You got to understand that if it is that you're saying that you are going against the grain, it also means you have to have an exit strategy. You understand? And explore other options. I know that your fan base may not necessarily be the people that are around you or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But SK can't say, he can't hear me for he because.
That's the problem. What Lorenzo's saying is right. But we'll see what the problem is that these people just go with the grain and they never had no fan base in the first place.
And they get exposed.
Correct. So when you get exposed now, you don't got nobody to follow you because everybody that was following you was only following the grain.
Yeah.
When you go against the grain, the people that following you, following because they're going against it. So don't care what the people within the system trying to do to you, then people can still be with you because them was with you for being with you sake.
Yeah,
of course.
Remember, if we look at it like that, so he's a big producer in the soca industry in Barbados, right? Mm-hmm. And they got that kind of name, like certain producers got in Barbados. Whenever I bring in music to radio stations to play, or whenever I send in music, big man is going to be spinned by every DJ.
Yeah, at least get listening, at least get hearing.
You understand? But if I as a producer know that is. That ain't within the society outside. And they got three DJs that playing with music. They're playing with music because they like me.
Yeah.
So yeah. Even if Slaggy decide, didn't want to ask you no more, that DJ can still play my music because he wasn't playing it on Slaggy behalf in the first place.
I like that. When we come back, I want to hear how you think. You will manage to break through the system. Maybe come back to you first. First, I got big up Mr. Eastman, Quantum Productions. Good evening, sir. Thanks for passing through. How are you, my brother?
Big up to Randy.
On mute, Mr.
Good night, everybody. Yeah, sorry.
Good night, sir. Good night, sir.
No, sir, man. Don't do that, Lorenzo. But he was going on, brother.
You wasn't my
all these peers.
At one point in time.
Talk to Lorenzo. He was
in
what?
On the officer at
Water.
Yes.
Sorry, Major. I never been an officer on the officer. Yeah. Sorry, Major.
Still big, right?
Big up to SK, too. Yes. Glad to see SK on this program.
Listen to the man speak, Randy Boy, and break on certain things.
Yeah. Big up yourself, SK, for real. Great to hear you on this program, to hear what you're sharing and stuff like that.
Yeah, boy.
But we will also say to SK and Lorenzo on the last topic y'all were discussing, we're challenging men because SK think your platform is great enough and strong enough that you can even do things yourself because you're still going against the green. So forget the system.
He'll be here.
But that was what I was trying to tell him.
Exactly. Right? Just do, I probably missed part of the conversation, you know, but just do what you can, you know? And I think that people will follow you, as you said in your last point.
Yeah.
And you really don't need the system.
The thing about SK, Randy, is that SK music is played on all the radio stations.
Every last one.
And Askia is welcome but society. So what you like about he saying that you are nice, do Randy. Like your music can play, my music can play, but they got me on radio show anyhow, so I can play. I don't got to bang nobody play it no more. So obviously,
I know my music playing, but I get you.
Your music got to play, but your music got to play. We the same camp. Don't pretend for Barbados. This is a known fact that Bim got talent, part of production, Sluggy Randy, the same thing.
That you doing your own thing.
Right. Good art, true, but we on thing on radio too. So in so when SK talk no or we is not just for us because I don't think we being disadvantaged in this point in time. You know what I mean? But it's because we went through it. You get what I mean, Randy? Like we went through it.
So for me, right? My thing is right. The reason I could say I could go against the grain is because the people that I have working with me, the people that I just like, all right, let me say, I can say as normal, the people that I care to work with in terms of productions, right? Them with me for the say that them with me.
So
I don't FF and like all right, FCJ, Starpoint Productions sent me a beat today, big man. I sing on it today. I sang he bought a song tonight. He sent me back a final product 2 days from then. And ask me when you want to release.
Right.
You understand? Correct. So that is my way of know that.
Correct.
Whatever I want, I could go to Starpoint and get. You understand? Not saying that Randy Eastman sent me a beat, I could sing on it the same way. You understand? As an artist, that's how you does work. Right. I could sing on Randy beats the same way. But if Randy decide I'm sending asking him beats, I know CJ gonna build one. Mr. Ramel I know that the Rick gonna send you one.
Exactly. You got your own camp and you got your own platform that you work with.
Right. So my going against the grain is not you turning your back on everybody in the music industry or everybody that does work with the system, but you just don't put yourself to the forefront to be that person.
Yeah, no, I totally understood that. When he was thinking you meant against the grain, it meant like you're not conforming. I already made that point. You're not conforming to people's standards and what people want you to do. You got correct. Your own program and you're following your own program to what your particular plan is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. As a producer, Randy, if you send me a beat and you say SK, well, you know the people don't want to hear such and such and such and such on the beat, I can let you know, well, Randy is a man that out of full respect and everything, I can't sing on it because it's not what I want to sing on it.
That's what we're doing.
As an artist, because exactly. I know what people don't want to hear. You dig? So even if I try to, let me say, I just dabble in sweet soca music, still the same way, because that's another market. I don't know who might want to hear me singing. You understand? So I just risk at them too. But
yeah.
If you send me a bashment beat, you got to let me be me. If you send me a sweet soca where you could give me instruction because I any day I stepping into your field. You understand? When I stepping into your side of the game, I can get all the instruction because I any day you teaching me something there. I don't belong over there.
I like that.
Right. Exactly. But yeah, Randy. As I was saying, from what I understand what he was talking about against the grain, what he was like, you know, backing up in terms of the it's basically what you subscribe to. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's either you can take this road or that road, you know what I mean? And he decides he can do things his way.
You know, Randy, I got a question for you, Randy, musical, right? Because you know, like me now, I do it purposely and loosely because I find people don't know about, you know, some of these songs, we call it Bashment Soca, the beat say Bashment Soca.
They mean Bashment Soca at all.
I do it loosely because to explain on the radio would cause too much arguments and too much debate. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Let us see Randy say.
Right, because you
what sort of program this is that if we're not really fighting for the backlash, that's the problem is that if people fighting for the backlash, we can't get past nothing.
Nah, that's
SK,
that's the beast bashment. Let me talk it real.
Nah, SK, that's sarcasm.
That's sarcasm.
That's sarcasm.
That's
every joke. That's a joke. Nah, Fred. Randy's a musician and a music teacher. Yeah, be afraid. I see Randy knows. So, like you would say the Father Phillips beat. Right. I would say that's not Bashment Soca.
It's not Bachman. And remember,
you're saying it wrong. I believe it's not Bachman. Stoker.
Bachman, but not Bachman. Stoker. Right. Correct. That's correct. Right. It's Bachman, but it's not Bachman. So.
Right, but. I find the reason why I lump all together because I find people is lump Bashman and Bachman Soka all together.
Yeah.
So what's the definition that makes it not Bashman Soka?
So if we go clinical, we had done a program, I guess like you were saying, like where we try to define genre, how genres are defined. Genres are defined by the beat or the rhythm rather, the rhythm structure, right? So this being clinical, no, not that you're trying to be too whatever structure, whatever, but
it's Bachman SK. That's the Bachman Soka, but it's Bachman.
It may be, and it's Bachman. But if you go with the clinical definition of Bachman Soka and you had to try to define it, you look at the rhythm and the beat, it really is a cross pollination of Zesta music and Father Phyllis using a Bajan accent. And even his enunciation of the Bajan dialect has this twang, the European, as we call British kind of twang. So yeah, there's a lot of cross-pollination happening in that song. So there are a lot of factors at play which cause people outside to really resonate with the song and to really connect with it. The Bashman, the uniqueness of the Bashman, the twang in his vocal, and then the Zesta beat, which seems to be trending, you know, within the last 4 years or so, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand where you're going with that one. I understand that one. But for me, no, personally, I know what is a Zessa music.
That's Trinidadian.
Because really, it's really Trinidadian
dance, you know, Zessa. Trinidadian dance, so, because that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
But really, truly, all the Caribbean, watching on SK, all the Caribbean genres, right?
That's not a genre of music, and all, really, and truly, you know, there's a segment, that's a segment.
Oh, it's a sub-genre, right? It would be a sub-genre. You will call it a sub-genre, right?
Right, not a genre.
Not a great genre.
To be honest, that's just like Zessa music is really and truly just a DJ playing over a loop over and over and singing and partying. You understand? That's not actually, we can't actually call that a genre, not actually a music. That's just a segment and a party.
That song a lot like early rap, though.
All it is in the infancy, that's all. But main creative,
yeah, main trying to breathe,
like, main good, right? Main game in the studio, know I'm making music specifically for that song, for that vibe.
Because even remember, like Randy, I mean, you know, a lot of time, man, building music, they start a lot of men start with the drum pattern.
The template, yeah, and a template.
That's where everything starts. That's basically start with.
And that's where SK the producer too.
You know, this got
SK.
You know, this got that drum that is being playing as a DJ. That's how it was. That's when I first went to Trinidad. That was the Zest segment.
You're right, dog.
You know, SK, correct.
Remember, I do work with Young Brother, and right now, as you know, Young Brother is like one of the biggest, supposed to be one of what we call Zest artists right now.
Yeah.
He was, and that's not a genre he was billing. He was billing soca, you know, and he was billing Bashman.
Correct.
Remember, he first number one, number two, everybody getting your gal.
But Young Brother, to me, no, on the scene is both Young Brother, Zessa, and Bashman. Yeah.
That's the thing. No, the set to me, no, I just see it as the DJ when the DJ playing with the segment is a Z segment, but what he's be doing to me is be Bashman, you know.
I agree.
Right.
Good. We see the same way that SK. Good. Because you explain it, I agree. You know what I mean? Like a Zessa segment, but what he
the music is
on the Bashman.
So essentially,
it's Bashman as a culture. You get what I mean?
Exactly.
You're kind of Bashman culture, right? What come out of the Bashman culture? What happens when that kind of music playing? How people move to it? How people respond to it? So Bashman as a culture now is different to Bashman soca as a genre. You get what I mean? So that was like they're trying to show you.
And another thing we gotta remember, it was that at first. Remember, Mr.
SK's do both. SK got Bashman Soka sound.
Apple Jazz. It them was doing Trinidad doing this here too.
Yes,
before we even hear anything about Zessa music.
The music that you do right, SK, the music that like before this second to me, because you know you had you bust in two segments. The first time you bust nowhere, your songs was big. You songs big. People didn't know you had with the videos and things on the beach and things with Lil Man dancing. You would have called that bashment soca or this bashment?
Nah, me that stick or them that stick.
Nah, no.
No boy stay here.
What? Remember Mr. Levi and then like Trinidad singing Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops and then kind of things before that I had anything but Zassa music.
Wait, I ask you now, that was the time that you music the bus, that was the time you music the pick attraction. It was you and Patterson or somebody, but remember you had some really big songs when you were real young.
Yeah, dog, that's when they were singing this one too scabby curl and then
yes. Songs. Yes, you remember that time, Randy? But SK was a he was a little man.
That was my first. That was then times was like around my first or second. I think my first reggae up on the beach.
Yes.
Yes.
So I was asking
that stopped me and was freaking out about my music, big man. I can't believe it. You understand?
So in that times, you was considering yourself bashment soca artist at that time, or
I was saying it's bashment. I didn't start in it was bashment soca.
Right, correct.
Right. The culture.
Right.
See the culture difference.
Right, the culture. Right. You understand it. You understand it perfectly.
Culture.
Consider it bashment soca for competition purposes.
Uh-huh.
Well,
it's only been the competition.
Randy, that's what they're saying it to, dog.
You know,
saying it to, dog. It's every time for competition.
Let me be real. If bashment soca was a competition in 2012, who could it be? Apple Jack, Fruit Loops, or
exactly.
Yes.
Or even back in the 90s.
My last 20, that would have been a big bashment soca song.
Yeah.
Even in the 90s, when you had Gorg and them, or in the early 2000s, Gorg going back a little bit, you know.
Gorg and them is 2000s.
Lately, people in the office talk for me, that would have been big bashment soca, you know. But,
And it could have ended competition. You see what you're saying there? Listen to me, right, Randy? Listen to this now, Randy, right? And this is saying it happened to music, and they watch it happen in real time, the whole evolution. SK, they're saying that for competition, you would call it bashment soca, you know, so you could sing it in the competition, right?
Mm-hmm.
For here, it wasn't really bashment soca, but for competition. You hear that, Randy? For competition,
yeah.
And he mentioned songs that was not bashment soca, but we know would have been able to enter and probably won, but there wouldn't have been bashment soca. No, we saw this happen in competition already. You know, Lorenzo, that SK, that way Lorenzo will tell you that it's come full circle. No, the music that one of us called No Sweet Soca, Lorenzo and Rick, and then was in said called Raga Soca.
Raga Soca,
yeah, right. Yeah.
Right,
but
so
the Raga Soca competition gone because it still got Raga every single
right.
Song.
So watch. So listen what I explain to you now. So you see where you say just know that some of the songs won't be bashment soca, but for competition, you know what I mean? What happened now is that for competition, they can't use the name Raga Soca because the competition Lorenzo then was singing had already been
lost.
They already belonged to someone else. So Lorenzo, I think Lyric had one with Do For Do. So the Do name Raga Soca,
Monarch, that was Paul Clark.
Right. So the name Raga Soca Monarch was already registered, SK. So what they had to do, them had to call the music send outs for a competition. So that way you had Sweet Soca competition. So everybody start calling it Sweet Soca so that they could enter the Sweet Soca competition, which was more money. But it's the same Raga Soca, no, you know. So the same,
but you know,
change and people stick with it over time because of the competition. So we will dare say SK right is so powerful and being able to be aware to see it happening in front of your eyes is good that you young but could be aware of that because when you mentioned that some songs is not bashment soca but for competition you can call it that because they enter a bashment soca competition. You know what I mean?
No, it was in the competition. Imagine that you're in a competition that
is so deep,
international bashment soca, right? And
yes.
Then bashment soca defined as a genre with particular patterns. You dig? And
yes.
Then you're going to hear a sound name that going to come and say, split in the middle, huh, make the two top jiggle, huh, and the beat behind it is Demi Segun. And them going to call it Bashment, but right. that's Demi Segun, the Lucian Demi
Segun.
You understand? I doing the music, so I know that that is the type of beat that the people that sing Denry music pan. Why split in the middle sound just correct. Like, up on me come and let me get on your sugar lump, and that's not yep. Bashment.
Slugger, I hate to break it to you, my friend, but we are rapidly running out of time.
Problem, my brother. We could do a part two next Saturday. We could do a part two next Saturday. We could take in a minute at least of this new Lorenzo song. Lorenzo, you got the you new tune that we could take in a minute off.
If I got here, so
could give it 30 seconds, Sluggy.
Yeah, you got a new song, or we could do it next week.
Yeah, God do saying, my God do saying that.
Next week we can do a part two. Then, Randy, we can do a part two next week.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Nitro, give you final words and wrap up. For us, Nitro, big ups to you and thanks for passing through. Tell Barbados, bye bye, and give you final thoughts.
Yeah, man. Barbados, everybody, big up all the artists that was in the conversation this evening. Enough respect, you know what I mean? It was good to hear everybody's side. And sorry that I couldn't put my input in this time, but for sure when we come back, you definitely can hear from me, Sluggy, because you know I keep it real all the time, 100. But everybody, bless up. Have a good one.
Part two.
We do part two next week.
Great show, people. Great show, man, that we're talking about meaningful conversations, intelligent conversation between Black brothers. BJ Rhythm and Rhyme every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. BJ time, supposed to finish at 7:30, but of course, when we do a job, we get great rewards. Ollie, I love you, my brother. Thanks for accommodating me. Barbados, thanks for the extra time. Thanks for loving the show. Boom.
Let's take in some SK to take us out.
SK in the car. I got the girls grooving. She look good. I'm picking and choosing. I touch his shit.
Family, critical thinking is a critical skill. Learn the skill of critical thinking through the course called Effective Problem Solving and Decision Making, a 5-hour course brought to you by the NTI and Coursera. 5 hours is not a problem, but the things you can learn in these 5 hours can help you solve a lot of problems. The course is called Effective Problem Solving and Decision Making. Go to training.nti.org.bb and see this and all the courses. They're short and sweet and get you ready to compete. training.nti.org.bb. Because because you're never too good to get better.